So we're going to look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah is here on Daf Membeis. And believe it or not, we're going to focus most of our attention on one word in the Mishnah.
Okay.
So the Mishnah now enumerates those karbonos that are brought in the Mizbeach that are not subject to pigul. And we have here the case of Kometz, and we have the case of Ktores, and then the Mishnah goes on to enumerate many, many different cases. So I want to call your attention to the word Ktores here. Now, in order to establish Pigul, what you need is a Matir and a Nitar, which means, let's say in the classical case of Pigul, the dam, the zrikas adam, is matir the basar, and if at the time the zrikas adam he has a machshava of chutz l'zmano, that makes the basar to pigul, and if you eat the pigul you chayv koris. Ktoris is a very strange case. The Gemara says that since ktoris is kulo kolil, it's completely burnt on the mizbeach, then it's not subject to pigul. You can't have machshavas pigul unless there's something where you can separate it into two parts. You have the part that you're being matir, and the part that is matir, the part that's being nitar. In the case of ktores, it all goes up in smoke, and therefore there's no nitar here that would be allowed for anything. You just take the ktores and you matir the ktores. There's no process by which we end up allowing and permitting the Akhtoris Akhtoris. The Akhtoris Akhtoris has no preliminary avodos. You just take the Akhtoris. It's in what's called a kaf, which is a kind of a large utensil, and you pour it onto the Mizbeach. In this case, the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So where would there be pigul over here? Because there's no nitar. So what we want to study today is to try to figure out why the Mishnah felt compelled to tell me that there's no pigul in ktores. How could we imagine pigul in ktores? How could you separate, you know, the matir from the nitar and say, well, there are two actions here, and if he does the matir almanas with the machshov of chutz zmano on the nitar, there is no chutz zmano on the nitar. You just bring the ktores onto the mizbeach. The one who actually spells out this question here is the Nefesh Tova, and if you want to make a note of it, it's Simon Nun Zayin, and maybe if we need to, we'll photocopy. But again, I'm a little bit pressed for time to go on here. I'm always, you know, dreaming of the moment when we all have the sefer. And he says the following: Mashma mimasnisin. It would seem from our Mishnah, dohadlo chal pigul biktores. The reason why there's no pigul in ktores is the same reason why there's no pigul in everything that's enumerated in this Mishnah. Haynu mishum derak mishum dahavi dover she'ein lo matirin. Right, there's nothing here that is going to be matirit. Right, in every case of pigul, there's something that's going to be matirit, and if you have machshavas pigul on the matir for the sake of the dovra nitar, that's called pigul, if you had in mind chutz l'zmano. But here, it's not that you could separate the matir and the nitar, it's a dovra she'ein lo matir, there's no preliminary stage that's matir. So again, just to summarize, in every case of pigul, we have a stage that leads up to an ultimate heter, where the heter is achilas adam, in the case of most karbonos, or in the case of something that's completely, or in the case of the emurim, something that's mukta gabi mizbeach. So there's a whole process. It could be the process has many different parts to it, right? You may have four avodos, and in each one of those four avodos, if he has a machshava that the ultimate heter should be chutz l'zmano, that's called pigul. But here, in the case of ktores, the Mishnah is establishing there are no preliminary stages. It's not like I could have a machshava at point X to be makter the ktores tomorrow, you know, chutz l'zmano. There is no preliminary avoda stage where I can say I'm going to be makter the ktores tomorrow. Yesh la'ayin. But the Mishnah clearly implies that they could be pigul in Ketores. The Mishnah is Machadish that there is no pigul in Ketores, but it, in theory it could have been. Hechi Mishkachas leklal sheyefagel b'Ketores. At what point in time could there be a Machsheves pigul? De'im achashe b'shas ha-Ketora. If at the moment that he's burning it on the Mizbeach, he has a Machsheva, that perhaps chelik min haketores lahaktir and chelik liachar haacher chutz lizman. Oh, so he rejects the answer, but let's see the suggestion, and we'll figure out why he rejects it. Supposing at the moment of haketorah, he has in mind that part of the ketores, a certain percentage of the ketores, would be burnt on the mizbeach, and the other part of the ketores, he's going to burn on the mizbeach tomorrow. So that lechor would be a good case of machsheves pigul. The Mishnah says that technically there is no pigul for another reason, because the ketores itself is matir itself. So if it's matir itself, it cannot become pigul. That which is matir cannot become pigul. But other than that principle, if not for that technicality, there would be pigul, because at the time of the ketores, he's thinking that half of the ketores will be burnt on the mizbeach tomorrow.
There's no nitar. I mean, isn't that the problem? Or the ketor itself is the nitar, so to speak?
No. The Mishnah is saying that there's a matir without a nitar. Mm-hmm. What the Nefesh Tova is trying to work out is, okay, I understand the bottom line is there's no matir and nitar, and therefore there's no pigul. But let's leave that on the side. Can you tell me in what case, in what scenario, could there have been a machsheves pigul? And then you'll tell me, well, technically it's not pigul because there's no matir and nitar. Where's the hechetimtza? Where's the scenario of pigul in the case of the ketores? If he's being marked in the ketores, it's on the mizbeach. What's the chutzis mano over here? So he wants to suggest that he's being marked a part of the ketores, and he has in mind that the balance of the ketores he'll be marked in tomorrow. So he claims that that's a machlokes in Masecht Menachos. Harei dover zeh tolui, and he quotes the sugi Menachos, yamrinen de haktora mifageles haktora. In other words, when you have two parts of a process of haktora, can you split between the two and set up pigul in one part for the other part? Like, let's say, for example, in Menachos, we have two parts. We have what's called the Kometz, and then we have what's called the Levona. So could you have a Machsheves Pigul at the time of the Kometz that the Levona would be brought on the Mizbeach tomorrow, Chutz Lizmano? So that's Machlokes in the Sugya in Menachos. Now, where in our Mishnah can we find any sort of pointer that would point us towards that Sugya in Menachos? So he says, "Kamo shekasu atosus divrei maaska levona gabi etzim." In a minute, we'll see the tosus inside. Believe that the lo mishkachas lepigul bahem ella, except according to one opinion, which is called the charife de pupendisa, the sphere who they hold haktor mefageles haktor. So let's take a look at this tosus levona, which you'll see here on page Mem Gimel Amid Aleph. It's the first major Tosus. And Tosus wants to know whether or not you could have pigul on what's called the Atzei Hamarocha. So what happens? On a daily basis, they used to set aside Eitzim that would be placed on the Mizbeach, and that would feed the fire on the Mizbeach. And that's a mitzvah on a daily basis. It's called Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. So they brought these two bundles of Eitzim that were brought on the Mizbeach. And Tosus says that Afle Rebbe, Abraham din k'mitzel, l'fichach ein chayov mishum pigol, sharei ein lahem matir. In other words, there's no stage. There's no avodah, preliminary avodah, that comes before the Eitzim, that would allow you for Machsheves Pigul. Basically, you just put the Eitzim on top of the Mizbeach and you burn them. Therefore, why doesn't the Mishnah mention Eitzim? Our Mishnah gives a whole long list of that which is not subject to Pigul. Why not mention Eitzim? The answer is Ein Tzarech Lashmia Bahem. You don't have to tell me a Chiddush that there's no Pigul. Because at what point in time could you have Pigul? Again, the Eitzim are very similar to the Ketores that we spoke about before. You just simply put the Eitzim on Al-Gavim Mizbeach. So where's the Pigul that separates, you know, the preliminary stage from the actual HaKetorah? Now Tosis raises the following possibility. Maybe when he brings the Eitzim to the Mizbeach, he had a Machshov Al-Manas Laketiro Lemachar. Right, these Eitzim have to be brought today, and he had a machshava at the time of Holocha that he will be maktir these Eitzim tomorrow. Tos says no. Halachas Eitzim l'marocha l'kuliyama lav avodahi. The halacha machsheves pigul is only b'shas avoda, and halachas eitzim is not an avoda. Meaning, we have a machlokas in general between Rav Shimon and Chachov, and back on wherever it was, daf Yud Gimel, I don't remember which daf, as to whether halachas adam is considered an avoda. But even the Chachomim who will maintain that halachas adam is considered an avoda, but that's only because it's part of the entire Seder Avodah that culminates in the Zrika. But in the case of Eitzim, the Torah commands you to put Eitzim on the Mizbeach. There's no din of an Avodah before placing the Eitzim on the Mizbeach. So the Halacha of the Eitzim is just a technicality. It's not an Avodah. And therefore, there's no possibility of imagining a Machsheves Pigul in Atzei HaMarocha. So again, that's how Tosus answers why our Mishnah doesn't mention a word about Atzei HaMarocha. Now Tosus backtracks. And he says, you know what? Maybe there could be a possible Machsheves Pigul in Eitzim. How? Umil l'charife de pumpedisa b'sof hakomet zuta. Okay, this is a sugya in Menachos. Sovrim, what do they hold? That haktorah mefageles haktorah. What does that mean, haktorah mefageles haktorah? Let's say, for example, if he's maktir the komets, almanas lahaktir salavona chutz l'zmana, right? Every mincha has two parts to it. It has the haktoras hakomets, that's the flower part, and then it has haktoras halavona. And it's all one entity of an avoda, of a matir. Each one depends, it's interdependent. So what happens, this is Sugi Menachos, if at the time that he was mocked to the Komets, he had in mind that the Levona would be brought and burnt on the Mizbeach tomorrow. So according to one Mandiyomar, even though you're splitting up one action, one matir, but you're splitting it up into two parts, then there is such a thing as haktorah mefageles haktorah. Therefore, if he had in mind at the time of the haktorah sakomets that he's going to be maktir levona chutzesmano, it's pigul, and the levona has a din of pigul. And he says, according to that mandiyomar, in eitzim you could also have a kind of haktorah mefageles haktorah. How? Mishkaches lebehiktir shumshum almanas lahaktir shumshum lemochar. In other words, he takes a piece of the wood and he brings it onto the mizbeach, and he has in mind that the balance of the eitzim, the other part of the eitzim, he'll bring tomorrow. And if you hold haktorah mefageles haktorah, then you could have pigul in eitzim. So Tos again is hard pressed now why our Mishnah doesn't mention the case of eitzim as an exception to the rule. And he says a new principle here, which we have to analyze when we get to it. The afagav de chayovim al eitzim mishum tuma, but ein chayovim al mishum pigul. In other words, eitzim have the status of kabbalas tuma, even though usually something that's not edible, like eitzim, you can't eat bark, the bark of a wood, so it shouldn't be mekabel tuma. But in eitzim, there is halacha kabbalas tuma. But nevertheless, if you eat it and it's pigul, then for some reason, we don't know why, you're not chayev. Let's say it's not royal achila. Okay, so having said all that, let's go back to the Nefesh Tov.
This is on the outer altar or the inner altar?
This is on the outer altar.
And
inner altar, we're going to have a whole machlokas where there's pigul v'chlal on the inner altar, right? So let's take the easy case first. It's on the outer altar.
I came late.
Okay, so what goes on now? He says that if you hold that haktorah mefagelas haktorah, so that when you burn something on the Mizbeach, if you have in mind that only part of it should be burnt on the Mizbeach, and the other part should be burnt tomorrow, according to that mind, the Yomer, there is Pigul. K'moshe kosva tosus kavi eitzim, this is number Simon Nun Zayin, that with regard to eitzim, lo mishkachas lo Pigul bahem, el charife de pupedisa de sfirle haktorah mefagelas haktorah. So in other words, within the same carbon itself, and not different parts of the carbon, right? Not the dam and the basar, but within the carbon itself, you can have pigul. But we don't paskin like the charifi de pupedisa, and that's why, let's say in the case of eitzim, if we don't accept that sheet of haktorah, mefagel's haktorah, you cannot be mefagel from one part of the eitzim to the other part of the eitzim, and you can't be mefagel from one part of the ketores to the other part of the ketores. So then what possibly could be a scenario of pigul in the case of ketores? You have it?
What is it again? You're in the second volume, right?
Second volume, Nobunun Zion.
You're in the second one?
I'm in the first one.
Oh, no, we need the second volume because again we're learning now the fourth parak. So there's nothing that I know of in the first volume or the fourth parak.
Okay.
Ubal Karchach. What's the hechatimtza of Pigul and Aktor? We have no choice. Sarach Lomar, the Irish Shemachashi Bishas Holochas Aktores. He's carrying the Ktores in what's called a kaf. A kaf is, I don't know, in English they translate it as a ladle, but I would just translate it as a very large receptacle. So the ketores is in this receptacle. He carries it over to the mizbeach and he places it on the eish. And at that time, at the moment that he was molich the ketores, he had in mind, lahaktira chutz lizmana, that he's being molich to the mizbeach, he's going to stop, and before he puts it on the eish, he's going to wait until tomorrow, and then he'll get around to haktores haktores. Cain cause of the Karen Ora. So that's the way the Karen Ora wants to learn on Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where at the time of the Holochas HaKetores, he had in mind that he would burn the Ketores tomorrow, Chutz Uzmano, Salkedai Techamina, therefore that the Ketores would be subject to Pigul. Kamash Malon, the Mishnah says that since the Ketores as an entity is both a Matir and a Nitar, you know, you can't separate the two. It's not like Dam and then Basar. So there's no sense in which you can separate, you can classify the ketores as a nitar, therefore there's no pigul. But if you ask me what was the mitzius of pigul, what was, as I called it before, the echatimtza of pigul, it would be a case of holochas haketores. Okay. That's before Reb Chaim came to the scene. Now we have Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim wants to prove that holochas haktores is not an avoda at all. Just like we saw in Tosus, that holochas ha'etzim, in the case of Atzei Marocha, is just a technicality. It doesn't have the status of an avoda. So too, there's no status of an avoda to the holochas haktores. Which, by the way, Reb Osei has very important implications, la'alocha, because according to Reb Chaim, if there's no status of an avodah in halacha, in the case of halacha sakatoris, then number one, there's no pigul, obviously. And number two, a zar should be kosher. Number three, you can completely cut it out. And I'm sure there are many other nafkaminas that I'm not even thinking of right now. And how does he know such a thing? So in order to appreciate this next paragraph, we have to take out a Mishnah in Masechta Tamid. And the Mishnah in Masechta Tamid is going to describe the Haktoras Haktoras in very nitty-gritty detail, step by step, stage by stage. So this Mishnah is in the fifth parak of Tamid, and it's on Daf, it starts on Lamed Beis, and it goes on to Daf, Lamed Gimel, Amid Aleph. Okay. So the Mishnah says the following. Misha Zocha Victores, there used to be a Hagrola, there was a lottery, and then one Kohen would get the Zchus to be Makta the Ktores. Hoya Notel Es HaKaf. Okay, now this Kaf, which he translates here as a ladle, I don't know, I'm not familiar with that word ladle. To me, a ladle is something that's a little bit small and you put it into the soup. But anyway, he's talking about a very large ladle. In fact, he says it's called a Tirkav Gadol Shel Zahav.
I think they had a shovel. It was like a shovel.
I would have called it a shovel. He calls it a ladle. I don't know. It's just a question of maybe English. I don't know. He says it's a tirkav, a tarkav. A tarkav, he says, machzekes shlosha kavim. Okay, so again, this is a gold kli shares, and it has the volume to hold on to three kavim. Okay, so we're not going to go into detail what three kavim is. Anyway, it's a large amount of ketores. Oh. Then he says, "Va'bozek haya betocho." The bozek is a smaller vessel. I would have called it a ladle. He calls it a spoon, so we're okay. And that spoon was inside the larger ladle, and the ketores would be scooped up into the spoon when he got to the mizbeach, and then he would pour the ketores onto the mizbeach using this bozek, this spoon. And there's another halacha in the Mishnah which again needs to be studied in and of itself. It's called Mole V'Gadush Ktores. In other words, when he filled up this so-called spoon, this bazeh, it had to be heaped over. In other words, they measured out exactly the size of the spoon to match the minimum volume of incense that had to be put on the mizbeach. And that's what happened. Oh. So he has a long footnote. Now before I read to you the footnote, I'm going to read to you what it says here. Hiksha HaRosh. So the Rosh here, in his commentary on Masechta Tamid, which is published on the page, asks the following question. Iboile Biyuma. In the Gemara Masechta Yoma and Daf Nun Ches and Alf, the Gemara vacillates about the following question. He niach mizrak betoch mizrak. Let's say you were makabel the dam in a classical case of shchitas hazevach, and the kohen is holding on to one larger kli, and he receives the dam in a smaller kli. The smaller kli is now inside the larger kli. That's called mizrak betoch mizrak. And the Gemara is not sure whether or not you could be yotzei the mitzvah of Kabbalah Saddam in this case, which is absolutely critical. Why? Called chatzitza. Chatzitza means that if there's something separating the hand of the Kohen from the klishares, so let's say, for example, a man would put, I don't know, a cloth over his hand, a glove, and then with that glove he would hold on to the klishares and then pour the dam onto the mizbeach. It would be possible. That's called chatzitza.
And then is the smaller a cup inside the klishares also a klishares, or it's not a klishares?
Yeah, we're talking about mizrak l'tov mizrak. You know, it's so even before we get to ketores.
So it's a smaller klishares and a larger klishares.
Correct. And Gemara thinks that now, since the dam is in the inner klisharis, it means the outer klisharis is separating the Yad HaKohen from the klisharis. And the halacha requires that the Yad HaKohen be in direct contact with the klisharis. But now there's another keli in between. And the Gemara vacillates back and forth. I chotzeitz, I lo chotzeitz. So therefore the Rosh wants to know, since there's one Mandi Omar, I don't know if we paskel like that Mandi, but we certainly have to square a Mishnah in Talmud with that Mandi Omar in the Gemara, that Mandi Omar maintains that Mizrak L'Tof Mizrak is a Chatzitza. So then how could the Kohen, who is Zoche and the Pious, right, and he's holding on to a Kaf, and the Ketores is not in the Kaf. The ketores that he's going to put on the mizbeach is inside the bozech. The bozech is as we said another klishar. So it's mamish exactly similar, says the Rosh, to mizrak betoch mizrak. And if you need the yad hakohen direct contact with the kli, then in this case he's not holding on to the bozech, he's holding on to the kaf, right? The logically. Tiretz HaRosh. Now he mentions only one of the answers. The Rosh gives a number of answers, but he mentions one of them. Shaya Ochez Es HaKaf. The way he was holding on to the lower kli, meaning the larger kli, the kaf. Begavna means in a scenario or in a situation. Toya nechshav legabe abozech lekicha al yidei dover achar. So let's write this down. Okay, so we're talking about the laws of tatzitza, and there's something called lekicha al yidei dover achar. Okay, what that means is that I'm not putting a separation between me and the object, but rather I'm using another object in order to get access to that which I have to leave, lift up. So that's called lekicha, taking it, al yidei dover achar, meaning the concept is that he's holding, the kohen is figuratively, not literally, holding on to the bazech. There's no chatzitza. We would have thought that what would be a chatzitza, the kaf would now be a chatzitza between the yad hakohen and the bazech. The answer is no. The kaf is not a chatzitza because he's using the kaf to grab hold of the bazech. Let me read it to you in English, and hopefully it'll become clear. He says the following. The Rosh asks, how does this method of carrying operate? Why is the ladle, again, I hate the English here, but we're talking about the bazech, correct? No, I'm sorry. That's where I get confused with English. The ladle is the kaf, right? Do we have that?
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody could write down on there, just because I'm going to keep forgetting this, the translation here into English is such that the kaf is called in English a ladle. Again, I would love to call it a shovel.
Mm-hmm.
But he calls it a ladle, so we'll use his terms because otherwise we're going to get ourselves messed up.
My understanding was even flat like a shovel. It's not like a soup ladle like you...
Yeah, it had, I think, very short sides to it.
Mm-hmm.
And bazek he calls the spoon.
I spell bazek.
Bet zayin chaf. Oh. So here's the Rosh's kasha. Why is the ladle, meaning the kaf, not deemed an interposition? Again, this is very fancy English. I call it a chatzitzi. He calls it an interposition between the kohen's hand and the spoon meaning the bazech. And the Gemara in Yoma states that if a kohen places one receiving bowl, that's called a mizrach, inside another receiving bowl, and he receives the blood of the sacrifice, the dam, in the first bowl, meaning in the top bowl, which he has no contact with the top bowl because he's holding the bottom bowl, then his avoda is invalid because the second bowl, which means the bowl that he's holding on to, interposes, means a chatzitza, between the bowl receiving the blood, meaning the top bowl, and the Yad HaKohen. Why not apply the same principle here in the case of Ketores, which would invalidate the avoda of the Kohen who brings the Ketores inside a bozek, but the bozek is within a kaf, therefore... He says the kaf interposes, meaning it's a chatzitza, between the hand of the kohen and the bazech, with which he's going to pour the ketores on the mizbeach. So the Rosh gives two answers to this question. Okay, first, which is not, this first answer is not relevant to us, he replies that since in this situation, the interposition itself is necessary because of the avoda, then it's not called a chatzitza. In other words, to put one mizrach into another, why are you doing such a thing? But here, since this is part of the avoda, that's the way the avoda is done. Again, he doesn't go into detail why the avoda has to be done, but since it's required to do the avoda, it's not a chatzitza. That itself is interesting. By the way, that can help me understand, the case of Dalet Minim on Sukkos, because I'm actually not holding the Dalet Minim, I'm holding on to the, to the Kaishakluch. I don't know how you call that in English, right? But maybe if the Kaishakluch are part of the mitzvah, so it's not a chatzitza. I don't know. Oh, but let's get to his second answer. This is what's relevant to us. He says, this is not a case of chatzitza. Why? Because he says that it's lekicha al yidei davar acher. Okay? He's using the outer vessel, which I think he means here, the kaf, to hold on to the inner vessel, which means the bazach. Okay? This is not subject to the law of chatzitza, like the case of Mizrak betoch Mizrak, but rather to another statement, which is a sugya in Masechta Sukkah, Takan Dalminim, I think, of Lekichal Yidei Dover Acher. He translates as taking something by means of something else, and that's considered Lekicha. That's considered as if he took that thing, even though he's really taking X in order to take Y. But X is not considered chatzitza because that's where he gets to Y.
That is something.
And he gives the following example. Let's get the example. This is very important. Okay? He says, a bowl within a bowl is considered chatzitza, that's Mizrak l'tof Mizrak, when the Kohen holds the outer bowl on the bottom. But if the Kohen holds the sides of the outer bowl, then he's really doing so not to hold the bowl, but in order to hold the inner bowl by means of the outer bowl. So again, it depends where, according to the Rush, where his hands are located. That's going to sort of demonstrate whether or not it's l'kicha al yedei davaracha to remove chatzitza. So in our situation, let's see if we can apply it to our situation. He says the ladle, again, the ladle is the kaf, right? Did I get that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is not considered a chatzitza. Why? It is being used as, right, if he holds the kaf in a way that it, I guess it has to indicate that it's a means by which he's holding on to the spoon without spilling its contents. In other words, remember, keep in mind that the spoon that has the ketores in it, which is called a bazech, is overflowing. Do you remember that? It's molei v'gadish. It's heaping over with incense. So he doesn't want to lose any of the incense. So he holds the kaf in such a way that if any of the incense spills out of the bazech, it's going to fall into the kaf. And if he holds it in that way, again, I can't give you all the nitty gritty details, but it's got to be demonstrated by the way he holds it. Okay.
Oh.
Now, if this be the case, then what we really want to look at now, I'm just giving you a methodological point here, you know, for how we should proceed. We shall look in the poskim as they codify the Akhtaris Akhtaris, which is done again as the Mishnah requires it, with a kaf and a bazech inside the kaf. The poskim should make the following qualification according to the Rosh, that he's holding on to the kaf in such a way that he clearly indicates this is facilitating his ability to maintain his, you know, his grasp on the ketores, meaning it's really just that the kaf is serving the bazech. And it's not a separation between his hand and the bazech. It's all, so to speak, one thing. So now, if I want to look in the poskim, faktaris aktaris, which poskim am I looking in? You know, the Shulchan Aruch wrote four chaluk, but you won't find aktaris aktaris in any of the four. So where do I have to go to?
Shulchan Aruch Ati.
Maybe. That could be good. But if I want to go back in time, to the Rambam, right? Because the Rambam has 14 books and he doesn't flinch. There's no difference in the Rambam whatsoever between any book and another book, right? So let's look in the Rambam in Hilchas Tmidim U'Musafim, and there in the third perek he talks about Ketores. So he says the following. The Rambam writes that im haya davar chotzeitz ben yado l'kli shares possible. The Rambam says that if there's something between his hand and a kli shares, then it's possible. Wait a minute, that's not really true. The Rambam is pulling the wool over our eyes. The Rambam should have qualified this statement and should have said that if there's something that's between his yad and the kli shares, but that something is facilitating his ability to take something in a kli shares, then in a kinyan you'd be kosher. Says Reb Chaim, sosam dvorim means he wrote it in a general sense without qualifying it. The kasav dimhaya dover chotzitz ben yodol l'klishar is possible. V'lochilek haramba, the Rambam didn't make the fine distinction. Shem also kederech l'kichal yedei dover acher. He wasn't just stam a nutcase. You know, why did he take something in between the klishares and his yad? He took that in order to grab on to the klishares to make sure that it functions properly. Therefore, says Reb Chaim, Das Rambam, he kedas harishonim de lo mahani lekichal yidei dovrach. Keep in mind, the Rosh gave two answers to his question about how to justify the avodah of the Torahs. And according to the second answer, it was based on lekichal yidei dovrach, that he was holding the calf in such a way that facilitated his ability to hold on to the buzzer. But the Rosh also offered another answer. And why did he offer another answer? Because in the Gemara itself, it's not clear that we accept this principle that lekichal yidei dovracher is not a chatzitza. The Rambam, in fact, since he doesn't make that qualification, he never allows you a lekichal yidei dovracher. He's implying that even in the case of lekichal yidei dovracher, it's still possible, it's still chatzitza. If that be the case, then hadra kushta leduchta lama lo yechashev chatzitza. Meaning, isn't there a chatzitza now between his yad and the bozek, because he's holding on directly to what?
The calf.
To the calf. Oh. So the Gaon says the following. You know what the Rambam holds? The Rambam holds that the kasha, the Rosh, never gets off the ground. There was no kasha to begin with. Why? Here's the language of Reb Chaim Brisker. Dolomatsinu bishum duchta. We don't find anywhere, any source, the holachas haktores chashiva avoda. In other words, according to the Reb Chaim's understanding of Shitas Rambam, bringing the ktores to the Mizbeach is just a technical act. It's a mechanical act of holacha. But it's not considered an avoda. Dolomatsinu klal shehebo din holacha. And if that be the case, says Reb Chaim, that Holoch is not considered avoda, then there's no such thing as a psul chatzitza. In other words, basically we're telling the Kohen, look, Mr. Kohen, or Rabbi Kohen, right, you got to get the Ketores over to the Mizbeach. How you get it to the Mizbeach, I don't know. You know, that's not my problem. And if you feel, for whatever reason, that the best way or technical way of getting the Ketores over to the Mizbeach is by putting a spoon that's overflowing, right, this bazek, and then you want to carry the spoon in a kli, in a calf, that's okay. But we're not going to apply the dinim of chatzitza here because it's not an avoda. You remember I told you that if you tell me that holach is not an avoda, it has many, many implications. I told you there's no machsheves pigul, and a zar would not pass the korban if he did the holacha, and what other dinim we can come up with. But here's another nafkamina, that there is no psul of chatzitza if the holach is not an avoda. In Cain, he says, Lefizeh, i'efsho lom l'das haramba. When we get back to our Mishnah of Haktoras, the Mairi, Shepigel Bishas Holochas Haktoras, right, we were trying to come up with a possible scenario of Pigel in Haktoras, and we needed a preliminary stage, meaning an Avoda that came first, and the Avoda was done al menas that he would be mocked to the Ketores tomorrow, like in the case of any of the four avodas that he had in mind, the dam would be nizrak tomorrow, or the basar would be eaten tomorrow, or the Ketores emurim would come tomorrow. How do we find in Ketores a hechetim, so that the Mishnah is addressing here, is there pigul, is there not pigul, where's the preliminary avoda? So our answer was that the preliminary avoda before Haktara was the Holochas Haktoras. We no longer have that opportunity. Why? Because according to the Rambam Shita, Reb Chaim says Holochas Haktoras is not an avoda. If it's not an avoda, then it can't generate pigul. Pigul is only b'shas avoda. So again, what's the Mishnah talking about? Just in terms of the Echatimsa, the scenario of Pigel in the case of Akhtoras, Akhtoras. So again, let's go through the two possible answers, and we're going to reject both of them. One answer would be that at the time of the Akhtora, he had in mind that part of the Akhtoras would be burnt now, and the other half of the Akhtoras would be burnt tomorrow. That only works if you hold Haktara Mefagelis Haktara, which Tosis raises as a possibility in an Eitzim, that he's going to burn part of the Eitzim today and the rest of the Eitzim, the balance, will burn tomorrow. Is that Pigel or not? And as it turns out, that's a Sugi Mesechta Menochos, and we have two opinions. And let's assume right now that Ein Haktara Mefagelis Haktara. And if that be the case, if he had in mind that he's going to be makter half of the Ketoros today and the other half tomorrow, that would not generate Pigel, because Ketoros itself is not a Dovra Nitar. You know, it's not something that has a matir to it. The second answer we wanted to suggest is maybe there would be Pigel in Ketoros in the case of Halacha Saketoros, that he, at the time of the Halacha, he had in mind that he would be makter the Ketoros tomorrow. But that doesn't make any sense according to Reb Chaim, because Reb Chaim proves from the Rambam Shita in Ketores, based on the fact that the Rambam completely omits the concept of Holoch al Yedei Dover Acher, Lekich al Yedei Dover Acher, the Rambam must hold that Holoch as HaKetores is not an Avoda. Where do we find a precedent that Holoch is not an Avoda? We saw in the case of Eitzim, Tosa suggested it, that bringing the Eitzim to the Mizbeach is not called an Avoda. There would be no possibility of a Machsheves Pigel at the time of Holoch as HaEitzim. And according to Reb Shimon, in general, every halacha is not an avoda. Well, could be that, if you remember correctly, that Reb Shimon might be moda in a case of the efshar below halacha. Like, let's say, for example, the dam is on one side of the azora, and the mizbeach is on the other side of the azora. So he needs the halacha. So maybe Reb Shimon, in certain cases, would be moda.
In zvika, halacha is not one for avoda.
Well, that's Machlok Shem Reb Shimon Chacham. You're familiar with the Shitas Chachamim that we always mention, and we've mentioned it 50 million times. But Reb Shimon the Tana holds that Halacha is not an Avodah, because it's only a technicality. And if he would shech the Korban right next door to the Mizbeach, he would not need any Halacha. So the fact that he decided to shech it on the other side of the Azara, and now he has to carry the Dam from one side to the other to get to the Mizbeach, that's his decision. But that doesn't make Halacha into an Avodah.
Wasn't
there
even a discussion that even Shechita may not be an Avodah?
Right, that is true.
A minority opinion perhaps, but it's...
That is true. Even a apostle is kosher for Shechita. Oh. So now he comes up with a third answer to this question. That maybe in Achinami there is such a thing as a Holacha in Ketores, which is called an Avodah. And that's what the Mishnah has in mind. Ketores shel Yom HaKippur. The Akhtoras HaKhtoras of Yom Kippur is very unique. And Reb Chaim himself writes in a different place, we were studying Reb Chaim in one place, but elsewhere Reb Chaim writes that Holochas HaKhtoras on Yom Kippur is an Avodah. And how does Reb Chaim know this? Very fascinating. There's a Gemara in Yoma on Daf Mem Chesam in Beis that speaks about Holocha B'smol. You know that all the Avodas have to be done B'yamin. And what happens if he does the Avodah B'smol? Oh. So the Gemara there quotes, actually the Mishnah over there quotes the following. Natal Samachta, do you remember this? I think we once spoke about this. He's holding the Machta in his right hand and the Kaf in his left hand. And the Gemara wants to know, when he holds the kaf in his left hand, and then let's say he's going to do the akhtara with his right hand holding the machta, but he needs the kaf in his left hand to be molich the ktores up to the mizbeach. And the Gemara wants to know, how is it possible that we allow him to hold the machta on the one in his right hand and on the other hand the kaf in his left hand? That's impossible because we don't allow any avoda with the left hand.
What's the machta? I'm sorry.
The machta is like the pan, you know, the shovel.
Okay.
And he's saying the following: that hare you see chazinon de chashiva avodas halacha. For the fact that Gemara objects the Gemara raises the objection. Maybe we'll get a chance to see how the Gemara resolves this problem. But how could it be possible that he's molech the ketores in the calf, holding on to the calf with his left hand? Avoda b'smol is psula. But you see, the very premise that underlies Gemara's objection is that holacha is considered an avoda. The Al Korchenu, we must assume that when it comes to Ketores on Yom HaKippurim, where is the Ketores burnt on Yom HaKippurim? In the Kodesh Kadoshim, right? This is the whole avoda about which the Tzdukim fought, you know, tooth and nail with the Prushim. He says the Ketores, HaKetores lifnai v'lifnim, nemer bahen hadin shel hava lifnim. It's not just that a monkey takes the Ketores and brings it into the Kodesh Kadoshim, you know what I'm saying? Or he puts it in a pulley system, you know, some sort of conveyor belt. No. The Torah says, quote, Vehevi mi base la parochas. The Pasuk says Vehevi. Vehevi means is halacha bringing the Ketores into Lifnai v'lifnim for the purpose of burning the Ketores. So what do we see from this, says Rav Chaim? Ika din halacha. That with regard to the Ketores on Yom HaKippurim, there's a din of holacha. Is Memela, the Gemara objects, how can he be molech when he's holding it in the calf, which is being held in one hand, in his left hand? And furthermore, says Reb Chaim, that although the Ketores b'chol yimos hashana ain bo din holacha, it's no din holacha, Behod parchinim b'menachas chaf hey ema avon small shehutar mechlolo biyom kippurim, and he says the following that on Yom Kippur there's a special heter, it's called huta mechlolo, to carry the ketores in his left hand, in the calf in his left hand. Uba mishna b'tamim mevur de b'chol ketores lo pasla small behalachasa. So the rest of the year, if he carries the Ketores in his left hand, is no psul. That itself is proof for Reb Chaim that holacha in Ketores is just a technicality, it's a mechanical act, it's not an avoda. And the Gemara says that dafka b'yom kippur, there's a problem of holacha b'smol, when he carries the Ketores in the calf in his left hand, and the Gemara comes to the conclusion, hutar mechlola, the Torah on Yom Kippur allowed it, right, because the machta is holding on to the, if I remember correctly, the coals, which was called in Hebrew gichalim. Right? You familiar with that word?
Yeah.
Ah, my favorite restaurant in Netanya is called gichalim because they make all the grill on the coals. They actually bring out to the table on gichalim, you know, the food, so it stays hot. Anyway, that's off on a tangent. But the machta was he had to hold on to the gichalim. And then, that's in his right hand, and with his left hand, he held the calf with the Ketores until he put it onto the fire, onto the coals. So the Gemara says, Hutu Mechlolo, that the Torah had to go out of its way because there was no other possibility to allow him to carry the calf with the Ketores inside in his left hand. Otherwise, if not for the special head, there would have passed the entire avoda because it's small. The whole year round, the Gemara has no problem with the fact that the Kohen wants to carry the Ketores in his left hand. Ein baya. Why? Because it's not an avoda. The holacha is not an avoda in Ketores. He says, but with regard to Yom Kippur, is holacha saketores is itself an avoda? And if that be the case, then our Mishnah, when it says that there is no pigul in Ketores, might be referring to which Ketores? The Ketores of Yom Kippur. And if it was the Ketores of Yom Kippur, then at the time of Holachas HaKetores, when he's carrying the Ketores into the Kodesh Kodashim, he had a machshava to burn the Ketores tomorrow, on the 11th of Tishrei, that would make it into pigul in the Havamina, before our Mishnah, and we have now a machshava haposeles at the time of the avod of holacha, even though as a general rule, 364 out of 365 days of the year, holacha saktores is not an avoda, but on one day out of the year, holacha saktores has the status of an avoda, and therefore there's a machshava haposeles b'shas holacha of chutzuzmana, which would generate pigul. Kamashmo, the Mishnah tells me that there is no pigul because of the technical reason that there's no matir in nita. And he writes, Inukim Lasnisa Victoras, Baktoras Aktoras Diomakipurim, Efsha Luukme Shapigal Bishas Chafina. Oh, now he wants to suggest another possibility. The Gemara in Yuma says that there's a halach of Chafina. Chafina means that the Kohen has to dig his hands into the Ketores, his two hands with the palms, you know, and cup them in such a way that he comes up with the Ketores. And after he does the Chafina, which is done outside of the Kodesh Kadoshim, then he carries it into the Kodesh Kadoshim. Uboy Rav Papa Chishe B'Chafinas Ketores Mahu. To the final conclusion of Papa in Masechta Yoma is that if he had a machshava posel at the time of the chafina, that also would passel the karbon. So if you're asking for a havamina for pigel in the case of ketores, it could be, forget about halacha, another possibility would be b'shas chafina, but again we're talking on Yom Kippur. So again we have four possibilities of how to learn, very very exciting, four possibilities how to learn our Mishnah. And why there was a Havamina in our Mishnah that what? That there could be Pigel at the time of Haktoras Haktoras. Possibility number one, that at the time of the Haktoras itself, he had in mind that he's being marked there half of the Haktoras today, and the other half of the Haktoras tomorrow. That is very problematic. It depends upon 2 days about whether Haktorah Mifagelis Haktorah. Second possibility was Bashas Holocha Saddam. I'm sorry, Holochas HaKetores, he had a machshava to be makter chutz l'zman. Again, here also in very deep trouble, because Reb Chaim proves that according to the Rambam, Holocha in Ketores is not Navoda at all. And we have a third possibility that we're talking about Holochas HaKetores on Yom Kippur, and since the Torah says Vehevi, there's a special halacha of Havoas HaKetores, carrying or transporting the Ketores into the Kodesh Kedoshim on Yom Kippur. Therefore that Holacha is upgraded to the status of an avoda, and therefore there would be machshavas pigul. And finally, the fourth possibility is that since Rav Papa comes to the conclusion that at the time of chafina in Yom Kippur, in the ketores of Yom Kippur, there's halacha of chafina of taking the ketores into his hands, that itself is a time in which there's a machshava haposelas. V'hine l'kamon mem dalet amud beis tanya. We have a brisa later on. So if anybody could look on Mendalit Amud Beis and see if they can find this brisa, I didn't get a chance to look at it. Revi Omer, Mishum Rav Yossi, Pigel B'Dovra Nasa Bachutz, Pigel. B'Dovra Nasa Bifnim, Lo Pigel. So we have the sheet of Rav Yossi that there's no Pigel inside the Heichal. And we're going to see in a minute why. Ketzai. Okay. Alright, so wait a minute. This is Rav Yossi, but wait a minute. I need Rav Shimon. Okay. Rav Shimon, okay, take a look in our Mishnah for a second. On Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Our Mishnah ends with the following statement, which is, if you're on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, it's about line 12 or so, right before Gemara. You see that? Rav Shimon Omer, Kol she'eino alam is be'ach achitzon kishlamim ein chayoven alav mishum pigul. In other words, there's no din of pigul with a chi of karis on achila, according to Reb Shimon, unless it's something that's brought on the mizbeach achitzon. But anything that's called an avoda b'mizbeach apnimis, there's no pigul. That's in the heicha. Whatever reason, we'll have to learn Reb Shimon. Now we talk about another Tana named Rav Yossi. What does Rav Yossi say? He's quoted by Rebbe on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Rav Yossi says the following: Hoya Omei Bachutz. The Kohen is standing outside the Azor. The Omar, and he declares. This is a further raya that Pigel requires a verbal declaration. The Omar, Hareini Shochet Al Menas Lahazos Midomo Lemochar. That I'm going to do the shechita and the dam I'm going to bring tomorrow. That's chutz l'zman, lo pigel. Why? Shemachshava b'chutz b'dovra anasa b'pigel. That doesn't anasa b'fnim. That doesn't generate pigel. Okay, let's go the other way around. Hoya omei b'fnim. He's standing inside the heichal kohen. The omer and he declares hareini maze al manas lahakter imurim lemachar. Well, lishpok shirayim lemocha lo pigel. So again, in the first case, he was standing outside the Azara. That's not a Machsheves Pigul. In the second case, he was standing inside the Heichal. That's called Bifnim. And there too, there's no Machsheves Pigul. If on the other hand he's standing bachutz and he has in mind that his shechita should be chutzuzmano, that's pigul. Why? Because where does the shechita take place? It could take place inside the azor or outside the azor. So in other words, he's having a machsheves chutz on a davar shenaseh b'chutz. If he's having a machsheves chutz on the dam that has to be taken inside, that's not pigul. If he has a machsheves pigul when he's standing on the inside for the haktorah, or when he's standing, excuse me, inside the heichal for the haktorah that's going to be achieved in the azara, that's also not. Only when both the machshava and the haktorah, in the machshava and the avoda will be taking place will happen in the same place, then Rabbi Yossi says this pigul. So for example, if he's standing in the Azara and he has a machsheves pigul for chutz l'zmano, that would be your classical case of pigul, because everything is inside the Azara. Or for example, in the case of shechita, which could be done outside the Azara, if he had a machsheves pigul standing outside the Azara while he was, that's fine, that would generate pigul. But if he has a machsheves pigul in bifnim and he's standing bachutz, or he's standing bifnim and he has a machsheves pigul on the azara, on what goes on in the bechitzon, that's not called pigul. The ayin tosis liel shekosu derab yosi sfirale kirab shimon. Tosis identifies Rab Yossi with Rab Shimon. Rav Shimon holds that there's no pigul except on an avoda bachutz, meaning on any carbon that's brought in the azara on the mizbeach hachitzoni. There's no pigul on an avoda that's done inside. And Tosis says that we can identify Rav Yossi with Rav Shimon. Vitzarech biur. He says, I don't understand what Tosis is talking about. Das Rav Yossi Einer Kedas Rav Shimon Klal. These are two separate opinions. The Rav Shimon Sfirulei the Bechatas Apnimius Lonis Chacha Parshas Pigul the Lo Yalfin and Chatos Pnimius Mishlamin. Right, the classical the paradigm of Pigul in the Torah, from which we learn the laws of Pigul, is Shlamin, and Shlamin is an Avodas Chutz. Says Rav Shimon, if pigul is derived from shlamim, and shlamim is always bachutz, then we cannot derive in chatos pnimius the halach of pigul. So there's no pigul on a chatos pnimius according to Rav Shimon. That's Rav Shimon. Rav Yossi is saying something totally different. The yeshba and pigul, there could be pigul in a chatos pnimius. El de'em efaglim be'avodas pnim al avodas chutz u'michutz al pnim. V'u'adin be'avoda v'udin ba'avod v'lo v'karbonos pnimim. In other words, let's say, for example, he was standing in the pnim for a chatas pnimis, and he had a machsheves pigul in mind for this chatas pnimis that he'll bring it tomorrow. That should be pigul according to Rav Yossi. What's the case that Rav Yossi objects to? Where does he limit and restrict pigul? That's only with regard to an avodas pnim on an avodas chutz, meaning if he's standing outside and he has a mind for an avodas pnim, or if he's standing inside and he has a mind for avodas chutz. B'machashik mi'chutz al chutz. The only time that yechayev for pigul is chutz al chutz or pnim al pnim, whatever it is. The isal edger b'braisa the pigul, okay, chutz al chutz. U'bepashtus kein havinami machshik pnim al pnim the pigul. So again, what's the din in pnim al pnim? The man is standing in the heichal, the kohen, and he has in mind to be makriv an avoda pnimis chutz l'zman. That should be pigul according to Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi only says what flukes of pigul is when you're standing in one location with have in mind to do the avoda in a different location. But if you're standing on in the azor and you have a mind to eat the basar in the azor outside of the framework of time, that's called pigul. And the same thing should apply if you're standing in the heichal with regard to a chatas pnimis, and you have in mind to be ochel the basar or mak to the basar tomorrow. That has nothing to do with Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says that in Chatas Pnimius there is no pigul. Very difficult tosis. He says the following: Umevuar. What we clarified the Diriya Tosis, the Sfir Le Bedas Reb Yossi, that Reb Yossi, according to Tosis, holds the Ein Mefagel Gam Mi Pnim Al Pnim. If he's standing in the Pnim and he has Machsheves Pigul for an Avoda Pnimis of Chutz Lizmano of Achila Chutz Lizmano, there's no Pigul. I might denokte a brisa. The brisa only gives an example, a dugma, shechishev mi befnim al chutz, that while he was standing in the heichal, he had a machshava for a karbon of a chatos chitzona, or mi chutz al pnim, lav dafka. To who I did mi pnim al pnim, lo pigel. Tosis, if he identifies Rav Yossi with Rav Shimon, he must be holding that according to Rav Yossi, if he's standing in the inside, meaning in the Heichal, and he has machshava on a carbon that's brought on the Mizbeach HaPnimi to eat it outside, it's not pigel. The Yisod HaSvar L'Travayu Hi. Now, so what's the underlying Svara that apparently connects, it's like the lowest common denominator, connecting Rav Yossi with Rav Shimon? Tibavodos apnimios leka pigul mishum delo avidunya deshlomim shavados of nasos amizbeach chitzon bilvad. Okay, that we know that if you're talking about an avoda pnimis, that's not similar to the paradigm of pigul. What's the paradigm of pigul, Rav Yossi? Shlomim, and in shlomim, where's the avoda done? On which mizbeach chitzon? Therefore, bein l'Rav Yossi, bein l'Rav Shimon, leka pigul b'avodas pnim. The af lo kisha ovid bachutz umechashiv al apnim. Banafkimina bein Rav Yossi Rav Shimoni rak bechatos pnimius kisha machashiv b'avodas chutz al avodas chutz. The Rav Yossi b'chai gavne v'dum yed shlomi v'ika pigul. Just 1 second. So what's going to be the case? We're talking about chatos pnimios, and he's mechashev b'avodas chutz al avodas chutz. Not sure what he's talking about here. I'm missing some piece of the puzzle here. The Rav Yossi b'chai gavne v'dum yed shlomi v'ika pigul. Rav Shimon svile d'ein lechalik b'korban echad d'v'chelik me'am. Oh, I see. So we have to know more about chatos pnimios. Does anybody have possibly a footnote here about what happens in the case of chatos pnimios?
Be honest with you, I don't know where you were.
No, I'm saying, is there a footnote somewhere, anywhere, in whatever you learned in the last month or two about chatos pnimios? Exactly what goes on? I'm sure there is a footnote, but I don't just remember where it is right now. Okay, so I'm trying to remember which part of the chatos pnimios goes bachutz. Oh. Maybe he has it in the introduction to Masechtas Brachim. Just 1 second. Torah Simurim in the Chatos Pnimius is on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So again, so here's the Nafkamina. Let's just finish up now because we're running out of time. The Nafkamina between Rav Yossi and Rav Shimon will be in the following case. The Kohen is standing, he's standing in the Azara. And he has a Machshava that the Haktoras HaImurim of this Chatos Pnimius should be in the Azara. So far, so good. But it should be Chutz L'Zman. It should be tomorrow rather than today. So according to Rabbi Yossi, he says, B'chai Gavna Havidum Yud Shlomim. Now it's similar to Shlomim, V'ika Pigul. Why is it similar to Shlomim? Because in Shlomim, he's inside the Azara, and he has a machshav in one of the Avodos of Achilo Haktora Chutz L'Zmano. All this is taking place in the Azara, so it's an Avodas Chutz, not Avodas Chutz, meaning Avodas Chutz in the sense of outside the Heichal in the Azara, and therefore that would be Dumya Dishlamin, and it would be Pigel. Rav Shimon Svirale, the Ein Lechalik B'Karban Echad, the Bechelik Me'Avodas Chelik Loyah Pigel, right? Because the Matanis Domim are done in which Mizbeach. In a case of Chatos Pnimius, On the inner Mizbeach, right? On the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And now you're telling me that HaKtoris HaImurim is on the Mizbeach HaChitzoni. And you're saying that there's a Machsheves Pigul for an Avodah of Achatos Pnimis because he's going to do the HaKtorah of the Imurim Chutz L'Zmano. Then you're splitting up the karma because he's saying vis-a-vis the Zrikas Adam, he doesn't have a Machsheves Pigul. Vis-a-vis the Akhtar Simurim, he does have a Machsheves Pigul. And therefore, Shimon holds that that's not, that doesn't lend itself to Pigul. So again, because of the very unique nature of the Avod and the Chattas Primus, Reb Shimon says it's excluded from Pigul. Because you don't see what bothers me is what happens if we would have a double Machshava Fagils? What happens if we had a Machshava that the Dam should be Nizrak Chutzlizmano and also at the same time the Akhtar Zimur should be Chutzlizmano? So I think in that case it's not Hukruvu Kol Matirov. You know, you need Hukruvu Kol Matirov in Pigul, meaning everything is perfect except for one Machshavas Pigul. In any event, he says, V'ikikvu Karban Zu, Ze, Avodos, Delo Avidumya Dishlomim, Shuv Leka Pigul B'chol Avodosav. If there's one avoda which is not similar to shlomim, like in the case of chatas pnimis, that the zrikas adam is on the mizbech hapnimi, then already it's dissimilar to shlomim, is ein mefaglin. And therefore, there's no pigul in a chatas pnimis, even michutz al chutz. That's according to Reb Shimon. Whereas according to Reb Yossi, if you had a pigul in a chatas pnimis, michutz al chutz, there would be pigul. The bottom line here, which I don't understand, is then why does Tosus identify Rabbi Yossi with Rabbi Shimon, and now he's saying that there's enough community between the two? That's a technical issue. Okay, Rabbi Yossi, so we'll stop here.
So what is Rabbi Yossi's opinion in terms of the Panim?
He's saying that there is a possibility in a chatas pnimis to have pigul, but it would have to be a case of chutz al chutz, meaning that he was standing in the azara, the kohen, and he had in mind that the haktara seimurim, which is also in the azara in the case of chatas pnimis, yeah, would happen tomorrow.
Even though he's going to do the rest of it all inside.
Correct. So that's called a machsheves pigul. Wow. But I'll tell you the truth, Don. What I really want you to take out of this shiur, you know, it's always good to summarize what you want to take out of a shiur, is four possibilities of how to understand Pigul in Ktoris. And that's what I'd like you to summarize. I mean, I think we summarized it again, but do it one more time, and that's what we want to get from this. Okay, then?
Thank you.
Okay.